This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. The NAACP's National Convention in Philadelphia hears from former President Bill Clinton today, followed by a closing address tonight by U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch. So much has been spoken about the organization's strength and relevance leading up to and during the convention. I've asked NewsWorks blogger Solomon Jones to chime in on the state of the Philadelphia branch and some of the issues it's facing. Great to see you, Solomon.
Great to be here.
This week, the convention heard from its national leader, Cornell William Brooks. He energized his audience during what felt like a sermon, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. He absolutely did. And I think that is something that people need at this time. I think people need to be energized. People need to be uplifted. So it was good to see that.
In a nutshell, he said, "We will march to bring about change and to defend hard-fought freedoms." Can marching push the organization forward on things like voting rights and violence against black citizens and inequities in the criminal justice system?
Yeah, it's funny because that's a question that I have been asking over the past couple of days. And I think that marching is great as long as you do it in concert with something else, right? So in the March on Washington was in concert with legislation. The legislation was already lined up. The lobbying had already been done. And the march was really the culmination of that effort. And I think you have to have the same thing here because the time for marching in some ways is done. But I think if you can do it in combination with some other things, then it can be effective in culminating the activity that can really bring about change.
And I've not met Philadelphia NAACP leader Rodney Muhammad. Have you?
I have. And as a matter of fact, I just interviewed him. He's facing some challenges in terms of the Philadelphia organization. There was tremendous upheaval, infighting in the Philadelphia organization to the point where the National had to step in.
Can you just give us a nugget of the infighting that you're referring to?
Well, I mean, there was some infighting with the former president, Jerry Mondesir. There were some board members, Ducky Burtz, most notably, who had some accusations about him with some finances. And it got to the point where the National stepped in and really removed all of them from the organization. Minister Rodney Muhammad came in an election, won the election fairly handily. And now it's his job, and it's a terrible job, but to have to clean up some of that mess, shore up the alliances there and move people forward, because this is not a time when black people can afford to be fighting each other in their oldest civil rights organization in the country.
In listening to him in your interview, what do you feel like he can offer the organization?
I think he can offer it some stability. The NAACP is a very interesting organization in that it has a very Judeo-Christian background. Minister Rodney Muhammad, of course, is Muslim. And so there's some tension there, but I think it's something that can be overcome. He's a very steady type of leader. And I think that is something that's needed now in the local NAACP.
He's criticized, though, in some conservative news about being a bit of a loose cannon in some ways and anti-white. What do you think about that stuff?
I think that anybody who is pro-black is going to be perceived as being anti-white in the conservative media. That's something that he's going to have to ignore. I think that's something that the NAACP is going to have to ignore, and he's going to have to move forward in order to make change for everyone. The NAACP is a very interesting organization in that it was co-founded by people who were not black. It was co-founded by whites. And so I think that should not be a problem as long as he and the members keep their eye on the ball.
Rodney Muhammad has said that Philadelphia is not immune to recent acts of violence against African Americans that we've seen play out in this country. How do you see him helping America move forward past violent practices, past hatred?
Well, I think the first thing that has to happen is that the NAACP, the local chapter, has to get on the same page. The membership as well as the leadership, you can't have the infighting because if you're fighting each other, you're not fighting the problems that are facing your membership. And then there has to be a clear agenda. One of the things that the National has been talking about is mass incarceration. Well, we're talking about building a new prison here in Philadelphia, even as we claim that we want to reduce the prison population. That's something that Minister Rodney Muhammad has talked about. We'll see how effective the organization is in being a part of stopping that, or at least modifying those plans to the point where they are actually effective and helpful to the community.
To the best of your ability, your sense of the health outlook of the local organization?
I think that it's a healing organization, and that is something that that Minister Rodney has talked about openly. It's something that it's going to take some time, because when you have those types of wounds, when you have the accusations that have gone back and forth, and then you have new leadership, people are always waiting to see what is that new leadership going to do. And there has been some talk of a rift between the national and the local. We've talked with both the local and the national. They've said there is no rift. We'll see if that's true as it moves forward, because the proof is in the pudding.